Hey everybody, here's your weekly energetic check-in for April 18th to the 24th. So we have some really, really interesting energy that is coming through. I'm sure that some of you guys have been feeling it. The sun is doing some magical work. If you get a chance, pop over. I found this, Space Weather. If you go on Twitter, Space Weather will post the videos as well. But there's also this account on there, and it's Halo, HALOCME. And he has some really interesting videos on there as well, like actual real-time videos of the sun, shooting off the plasma. And it's interesting because when I talk about it, it's one thing to talk about it and you read the numbers, but it's another thing to actually watch and see how much energy is moving and how it's like a force to be reckoned with. And having the understanding that there's nothing random happening with that, that it has an intelligence, right? That we know this, the sun has an intelligence, the moon has an intelligence, and they're doing stuff that we can't even completely comprehend while we are in the human state. So if you get a chance, go over there and just look at that, just so that you can have an idea, because what I'm feeling like really, really big and powerfully right now is that they are our allies. They are on our side, right? The sun, the moon, all of the star, like all of that stuff is part of our system, is part of our support system. And it's kind of like, in this ascension path journey battle that we're on right now, it's like sometimes, we feel like the soldiers that are like, in the trenches and it sometimes feels like we don't have enough support. And so I think that's kind of like the reminder that they've got our back, that they're part of it. So it's like the big motherships that come in to help us. And that's kind of what they're showing me right now, is like that acknowledgement of having all of that big support. Now, on a physical level, your body's probably not feeling the greatest right now. I know I started with a migraine yesterday. It's here again. It's not being cleared by anything, by any of my tricks and any of my stuff. So I know that I'm feeling like the CMEs, I'm feeling those plasmas. It's literally radiation that comes off of the sun. And it's interesting, I had this insight last night. Think about it, like, what do we use radiation on this planet to kill cancer cells? It's the one treatment. So think of something that's so powerful that it can go in and it can kill cells. And then think about the radiation power that the sun has and how it's, sending these shocks to the earth. And what is it killing? What is it targeting? What is it? So that I think that's going to be disclosed to us soon. Like, we'll hear more and more about that, about the purpose of that. And harnessing in how we can harness into the power of the sun, the power of the moon more. Okay, so for this week, we're going to be feeling still some of the heavy, dense energy. So again, it's kind of like, I don't know about you guys, but after I had last week, some of that heavier, dense energy come in, and then there was a break, there was a big contrast. You could feel the contrast. And I feel like that happens, like we have that downtime so that when we're feeling really good in the uptime, we really notice it. Like, we really have this like, okay, that's different. And it's that ebb and flow, right? It's that teaching us to be in the flow. So teaching us to be, it's okay to be down. It's okay to be relaxed. It's okay to be doing nothing. It's okay to be in listening mode. And then it's okay when that energy comes through and the flow comes through, it's okay to start creating. It's okay to start moving. It's okay to start making things happen. So it's that following that so that we can be flexible, right? So that, we can learn to go with the flow of it and not against it. One of the things that they gave me as a reminder for us, because I feel like some of you really need to hear this, is that you have limitless abilities. And so that's remember when they were always talking about the coming online, that's what they're talking about to me now. So they're giving me that they're reminding us about the limitless abilities that we have. So play around more with your intuition. Play around more with the, you know, calling in your creation. So, you know, allowing yourself to be the creator, allowing yourself to be the builder, allowing yourself to be the one that makes things happen, that knows that it's happening from you through your power, through your magic. A good reminder that they gave was sometimes too much focus on the work and not enough on the success. And I think, you know, that's, I find myself with that as well, especially if you're a type A personality or if you're a fire sign, right? We tend to, it's always the doing, it's always the doing, it's always the projecting, and not enough of the like sitting in the moment being like, okay, yeah, this is awesome. Look at what I've done. Look what I can do. Look at the magic that I create. Look at the power that I have within. So remind yourself more about that needs to come in. And don't worry about this is the thing, because they're saying to me right now, don't let ego say to you, oh, that's, you know, you're being egotistical if you're you know, tooting your own horn. No, because it can be done through a humble vibration of like acknowledging your successes, acknowledging how far you've come, acknowledging your worth, acknowledging all of that. Comes through, and we're not doing this for the sake of anybody else. We're doing it for the sake of ourselves, because sometimes we are our biggest critic, right? We are the little voices that we allow to override who we really, really are inside. Sometimes they can be the strongest. And so right now is going to be that really important time about that. You know, remember we said, I think the last couple of weeks of going within deep. But now it's going to be like that nurturing of yourself, that acknowledgement of how far you've come and how well you're doing. So focusing on the successes of it. They talked about streamlining the processes of all that we do. So that's going to be really important over the next little while, is just simplifying everything, not complicating it. If things start to feel complicated, they're saying pull back the energy, regroup, and then ask and say specifically, I need an easier way to do this. Please show me, please help me with this. Give me an easier way to do this. Help me simplify the process. And the reason that they're doing that, I feel like, is an energy balance. So it's, again, about, you know, bringing those energy stores back to us and not just having them always be constantly going out. Okay, so they said new intuitive heights, so that your intuition is going to be on fire. It is going to be very, very strong. So do yourself a favor and play with it. If you haven't ever played with your intuition before, please, now is the time to do it. There's so many ways that you can do it. Simple things by, you know, like saying, okay, so today I'm going to see all the green cars. Show me green cars today. Just so that you can see how powerful your mind is at creating things. Or, you know, maybe it's butterflies for you or cardinals for you. Or, you know, often it can just be they do it with the numbers, right? You see the sequence numbers, the 11, 11, the 2, like all of that. Remind, that's, you know, the, when we see the numbers, it's like the, yeah, that's the universe reminding us that we are very intuitive beings and that we have this frequency of play with energy, and we can actually use it to bring things into our awareness, into our learning. And so they said, along with that, they're saying, so create an intention for your day. So upon waking, create an intention for your day and make it powerful. So create an invocation, like you're casting a spell for your day. And so let that be, okay, so today, you know, bring everything into my awareness that's going to support me the most. So I want to feel inspired today, or I want to feel blessed today, or I want to feel strong today. Help me to see. And then just pay attention then to like who shows up on your newsfeed, who picks up the phone and calls you, or, you know, maybe a book comes across your path, or a supplement, or just everything, just with the idea of saying, okay, I've created the intention, universe, I'm putting it out there. Everything that comes into my awareness today is going to have a message for me in it. Every single thing is going to have a message in it for me. And I'll give you an example of how we can do this in our day-to-days. So we had this weekend, we had a lot of wind in Shelburne, and it knocked over the basketball net, which my husband had told my son to make sure that he put stuff in it to weigh it down or to move it, and he didn't. And so it crashed on top of my car, and it smashed my windshield, and it smashed the side of the car, and it was not good. And it was, and you know, I'm not going to lie to you, because I hopped in my car to go, we were going somewhere, hop in my car to go somewhere, and I look and my windshield is smashed. So it's not the ideal situation. But what I'm doing, what I did with it, I had this like instant come through of like, okay, don't sweat the small stuff. This is just a windshield. It's not going to be a big deal about it. We have another car we can do, and we'll get it fixed. And of course it happened on the Thursday of a long weekend. So that meant, of course, that, you know, nobody would be able to fix it or look at it until today. So that, you know, there could have been all of like that frustration around that, but it didn't come in. And that's because I've been asking for help with that, to not sweat the small stuff. And so now, and then today, so then Monday morning, because I've let that go, I've surrendered it. So now, you know, the dealership calls me this morning and they've got a windshield in, and it's not very expensive, and it's not. And so all of this, like, and we'll have it fixed for you by Wednesday. And it's, so all of this stuff, and as it's coming through, I'm saying, thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay, so that's taken care of. Thank you for taking care of all of those things that I don't have to put the energy into, because I create the intention that I know it's going to be taken care of. The small stuff like that doesn't have any effect on our lives. And we have to remind ourselves about that. The more we do that, it's, you know, our divine guidance team, all of the energy that surrounds our experience, they can go in and they can take care of that kind of stuff. They can make all of that stuff come together in the way that we need it to. And here's the importance of it, though, is when that's happening, when it's called co-creation, when that co-creation is happening, we have to acknowledge it. We have to acknowledge how we feel about it. So the fact that I can tune into that whole scenario and I can say, oh, wow, okay, I didn't feel angry. I wasn't feeling stressed. Thank you. That's a blessing for me. Thank you. And an acknowledgement for myself of saying, okay, so look at how far you've come. Look at how easily you can step out of human mode and you can step into your soul and say, okay, no worries. It's going to get taken care of. I don't have to stress or worry about that. And it's, you know, it's not always easy to do this because, of course, we live in a chaotic world. And if you notice, again, you know, we have all of the souls around us who are also on their soul's journey, but are also all at different levels. And so if you're with anybody that is still struggling on a soul's level, and I mean, we all have our moments, but, you know, sometimes you're up while they're down, and it can be that contrast, especially in your closest relationships, that feel the most challenging. So remember that, you know, acknowledge that, how far you're coming, how well you're doing. Again, and they're saying, take the focus off the work and bring the focus to the success. And we do that too by, you know, if somebody in a relationship is, you know, if the relationship is less than ideal, but it's not a relationship that you can or want to just say goodbye to, then what do? We bring our focus back to ourselves, back to ourselves in the nurturing, loving, kind way, instead of the focus on, you know, their inadequacies or their lack of doing what they're supposed to be doing, or you know what I mean? All of that. We take the focus off of that stuff and bring the focus back to ourselves. Again, when we do that, there's like this softness that happens between you and the other soul of like, okay, so I understand, you know, you're on your journey, and I understand that maybe the way you're acting isn't the greatest, but I'm going to be in the neutral zone about it, and I'm not going to try and fix you or fight you with it. And I feel like that's going to be really important right now, especially going forward, because again, it's that we have the reminder of we're oneness. We really are. We're all one. And so when we're fighting with the others or resisting with the others, we're resisting with ourselves. There's that fight and resistance that comes from within as well. Okay, so we are going to be talking lots about, they're saying that, so when we're creating our intention for the day, we're going to be receiving lots of validation and lots of clarity. So notice that that happens. It also then is a removal from the chaos. It's taking us away from the chaos. Now, I asked about the solar flares, like about them in particular, the geostorms, the solar flares, because I feel like we have some like really big things coming up that, through that. And they simply said, thy will be done. So I feel like it's like that stamp, like that's that big stamp of this is how it's has to be. So we'll see how that plays out. But just the reminder again that on our side, we have the sun, we have the moon, we have those big energies. Now, there was a last one. I just tuned into the group specifically. I know that this is going to apply to some of you. The feeling of feeling insignificant. So that feeling of kind of being lost or disconnected or not having the purpose. Their message about that was remember your connection is stronger than it's ever been. So sometimes when we doubt ourselves the most, it's because, again, it's like that whole contrast thing. It's because we're actually doing better than we've ever done, or the possibility is there to do better than we've ever done. And it's like that old crutch comes in, right? That old crutch that we always use that makes us feel like we're not succeeding. So remind yourself about that. Remind yourself that your connection is stronger than it's ever been. And they simply said, step into your grandness. So maybe that can be the mantra going forward that is needed, you know, just reminding yourself every day. Maybe it's something you just say to yourself a few times a day. I'm stepping into my grandness. I'm stepping into my grandness. Yeah, because sometimes we need that reminder. Sometimes we need that reminder, right? Okay, my lovelies. Sending you guys all huge, huge blessings. And check your emails, because I am going to let you guys know that we are getting some upgrades done on the site. So you may find a couple of things happen when you try to log on. Don't panic if you can't access your account instantly. It just means that the tech team is working on it. When they're working on it, you cannot access it. So they're trying to do it at hours when you guys would not be on it. But sometimes when I, like, there was a couple of days over through the weekend that I had to be on there with them helping it. And so that's during regular hours that you may be popping on. So don't panic. We're working stuff out. And that's why you may have some issues, but we're going to make it all that much easier. And then there's going to be in that email, make sure you check the email, because you're also going to be having to do something with your membership because we're switching it over to a new platform. So we need you guys to just do a little, the instructions will be there. I'm just waiting for them to tell me what we need to do. Okay, sending you all huge, huge blessings. And of course, we have one more get together at the end of the month, and that's when we're going to do our readings. So maybe create some intention around that right now. What questions do I need to ask? What's a question that's important? Where do I need some answers or some insight or some guidance? Yeah. So find out about what's important for you. Get your questions ready, and you can start submitting them already if you want. If you don't want to, if you're not going to be there, or if you want to do it incognito, however you want to do it, we'll get together at the end of the month and we'll do some readings together. Okay, sending you guys huge blessings, and I will talk to you soon.